The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Eklund with a shot. He scores! William Eklund caps an astounding comeback. The Sharks win it!
You're listening to the San Jose Sharks Morning Tide. Morning Tide.
Tyler Toffoli on a brilliant feed from William Eklund. Macklin Severini, his first National Hockey League hat trick. Smith shoots. Score! Will Smith just tied the game!
Now, here's your host, Ted Ramey.
Siegenthaler sends it off the right corner boards, and he sure is bumped off the puck behind the goal line by the defenseman John Klingberg, and the Sharks clear. Race for the puck. Eklund flying down the right side, moving in. Goes to the back end of the forehand. He scores! William Eklund stole the puck, raced up the ice, beat everybody to it. A nice little dig just as the Devils' defense was about to arrive, and he beats Jake Allen for the first shot on goal of the game. 41 seconds in, the Sharks won, and the Devils nothing, as William Eklund gets his fifth goal of the season and extends his point scoring streak to five consecutive games.
Good. You know, we've been keeping our morale up ever since the start, you know. So I feel like it's been better and better. You know, we're starting to get to know each other more, how we play. You know, you gotta think it's a completely new team pretty much. So, you know, we're learning how guys are going to play out there. And I think we're stringing some games together here, and we're getting better and better every game. And I think that's the biggest part.
All right, what's happening, everyone? The San Jose Sharks have won three out of their last six games, and they are playing better and better with every passing week. They are playing better and better with every passing game, almost, I would like to say. And right now, they are becoming a bear to handle offensively, and they are scoring goals and goals and goals. And it's very exciting to see what this team could potentially turn into, because the one thing everyone else is saying around the league is don't let these San Jose Sharks learn how to defend, because they do know how to score. Well, guess what? Last night against a team that until their last two games had been red hot, the Devils, they defended very, very well. They met the Devils at the blue line. They shuttled things outside and into the corners. The Devils were not getting great opportunities. They frustrated them all night long. The only goals they scored were on the power play, which, yes, I would love if the Sharks' penalty kill did improve, but if you're going to give up goals, and if you're only going to give up goals on the penalty kill, I'm relatively okay with that if you're capable of scoring 4 and 5 goals a game, if not sometimes more. And the San Jose Sharks offense, by way of William Eklund, put them on the board very, very early in this game, gave them a great opportunity, put them in front, and it felt like to get a goal barely, 40 seconds into the game, I think it was the 42-second mark, that changes the entire dynamic. The building was immediately energized. You could see William Eklund. It was not like some huge celebration. It was just a smile of like, there we go. And you could tell that the boys were feeling it early on. They were buzzing. Kurashev puts him up 2-0, and then all of a sudden you're ahead 3-0 off the goal from Alex Wenberg, off the shot from Mario Ferraro. He gets the tip, and suddenly the San Jose Sharks are out 3-0, a complete reversal of fortune to what we saw the other night against LA when they went down 3-0. But the Sharks were immediately in control right there in the final minute on the power play. They do see Dawson Mercer get a goal to make it 3-1. But the San Jose Sharks knew the pushback was going to be coming from the Devils, and they handled it very well. That's the other part of this game that I very much liked. Second period, the Devils kept on pushing to get their way back into it. And actually, at about the 11-minute mark of that second period, the Sharks were getting outshot 21-18. And then from that point on, especially so in the final 5 minutes, the Sharks really took over the game as you saw them outshoot the Devils on a 10-0 run. They went up 28-21. So it went from being down 21-18 to up 28-21. That's a 10-0 run in shots on goal. Really indicative of how well the Sharks were playing. You get Will Smith, his fourth goal of the year, another assist by Macklin Celebrini. Tyler Toffoli gets his fourth of the year, assisted by Orlov and Liljegren. The Sharks are up 5-1. And then in the third period, they don't specifically cruise because they didn't get any shots on goal, but they did do everything else that they needed to do. Alex Nedeljkovic had his best game of the year. He was locked in from the start. I thought that the saves he made were phenomenal. We're going to talk to him. I was able to sit down and talk to him after the game. His rebound control was excellent. Even when he got his mask popped off, Unfazed. He just looked like he was completely in control and ready to handle every single aspect of the game. And that's exactly what you want from your goalie. You want them to be able to be unfazed in every single situation of the game. But, you know, if you go back to yesterday's buildup, and I won't go and cut the clip, I had talked about the last time I could really remember off the top of my head San Jose completely controlling a game was that Saturday afternoon last year where Ethan Cardwell scored his first ever goal. And the Sharks had a 7 or 8 goal performance against the Kraken. And they really just cruised to victory start to finish. And I don't think that this was necessarily cruising to victory, although 5-2 is indicative of a relatively lopsided win. I do think that San Jose, the thing that impresses me the most, is that they just start to finish dictated the game. They were in control of the game. They were in control of their defense. They were in control of the offense. They were in control of the game start to finish. They were not playing reactionary hockey. They were not, you know, overwhelmed at any point of the game. Every time there was a challenge, they handled it. And I keep on going back to the structured team defense that was on the ice last night. They handled all the challenges that came their way. When they were pushing into the zone, there was somebody there to meet them. And if they did, you know, break it in cleanly, then they were able to push things to the outside, which controlled, you know, the opportunities that were coming, which made life easier for Alex Nedeljkovic. And that's everything really that you're hoping to see. You know, I look at a game like that, and I think that's a blueprint of how the Sharks are going to win games. Make sure your defense is tight. Make sure you're not chucking the puck around. Make sure you're not, you know, giving up the puck too easily. Also, the active sticks. They were making life very, very difficult for New Jersey. They were intercepting passes. They were clogging lanes. There were a lot of really good poke checks to knock the puck away and not allow for very much flow offensively for New Jersey. And I know it's easy to point these things when they win, when things work well, but it's hard not to notice them because it's, yeah, their sticks were active. They were poking pucks away. They were intercepting passes. They were clogging up the lanes. They were pushing them to the outside. They were not allowing a great number of grade A's. That's what they need to do. I'm sorry to be so simple, but that is specifically what they need to do. It worked. And then the other part of this that I really, really liked is they upped their physicality. There was more hitting in the game. There was more aggression. There was more meeting the moment. And I really, really liked that. I really, really liked what I saw out of the team. And I think the other part of this that I really, really liked is it wasn't heroics of Macklin Celebrini. In their two previous games, it was a 5-point game for Macklin Celebrini, and it was a, you know, game-winning goal on a 3-point night for Macklin Celebrini. This was not the narrative in this game. It was, you know, everyone. Macklin Celebrini did have a point in this game, but he had a goal and an assist from Alex Wennberg, 2 assists from Timothy Liljegren, you know, a goal and an assist from Philip Kurashev, a goal from Tyler Toffoli, an assist from Dmitry Orlov, an assist from Mario Ferraro, a goal from William Eklund, a goal from Will Smith, an assist for Macklin Celebrini. That's exactly what you're hoping to see. Nobody's in the negative throughout this game. Not that that's the biggest be-all, tell-all stat in the world. Patrick Giles, he showed his flair a number of times in this game. He's big, he's fast, fit in really, really nicely on that fourth line. And Alex Nedeljkovic, again, a phenomenal, phenomenal night for him. 31 shots against, 2 goals, 29 saves, .935 save percentage. He was flawless, you know, and I don't put those 2 goals on him in the slightest. That's, you know, the penalty kill's got to be better. That's the one thing we're taking away from this game is the penalty kill still having some issues as of late. But if you play that well 5-on-5, of which I thought they played really well 5-on-5 against the Kings as well, you know, you're going to give yourself opportunities. They only took 3 penalties, which is not the best and is not the worst. But even giving up the goals on those penalty kill opportunities, they were still able to manage the game. They did not let the narrative or the momentum be flipped to where New Jersey was going to roar their way back into this game. So it was a whole lot of fun. You know, just the fun at the tank last night, people in costume, the Sharks jumping out to an early 3-0 lead when New Jersey jumped back into it to make it a 3-1 game. There was no clenching. There was no, you know, tightening up on their sticks. The guys just handled it in stride and they fought back in the game. And then, you know, instead of letting it go the other direction and New Jersey able to make momentum and turn the game, they handled the pushback from New Jersey. They absorbed it and they countered with 2 goals of their own to make it a 2-goal period and be up 5-1 after the second. If you're up 5-1 after 2 periods at home, you should be able to handle the pushback in the third period and create a victory out of that. The Sharks did give up another goal off the penalty kill. And, you know, that's life in the NHL, especially a team as good as New Jersey. But when all was said and done, the Sharks walked away with an impressive wire-to-wire 5-2 victory, their best win of the year, their most complete win of the year, not without its flaws. Again, the penalty kill is the thing that we're looking at out of this one, but structured defense, took care of the puck, did a lot of the things that we've been asking them to do up to this point of the season, and lo and behold, they've got themselves another 2 points. They've got 8 points on the year, 3-6-2 for their record, 8 points, tied in points with St. Louis, 1 point back of Minnesota and the Islanders, 2 points back of the Preds, 3 points back of Toronto, Buffalo, Florida, Anaheim. Guys, the Sharks, they're off to an okay start. After going 0-4-2, they're now 3-6-2. And again, we could talk about how different things could be if they win those first two games, and we can do that till we're blue in the face. But now they're experiencing a bit of a correction. They've won three out of their last six, and let's just take it game to game. They've got a big back-to-back this weekend. Colorado coming to town Saturday afternoon, and then they are going to have to face Detroit on Sunday afternoon. 1 o'clock start on Saturday, a 5 o'clock start on Sunday. These are two big games, but you know, there's probably a lot of people going into last night's game that say, this is an L for the Sharks against the previously red-hot Devils. That's not the way it worked out. And now the Sharks have an opportunity. If I think if they split, you know, this back-to-back, I'm going to be okay with that. You know, you're looking for realistic results for the San Jose Sharks. I'm not going to be greedy and say that I want them to get two, but if they can get one of these two and then go out on the road and play a Seattle team that I think is beatable, you know, let's just see what happens, guys. Let's just see what happens. All right, let's get into some of these highlights from last night. You heard it on the way in, but I want to hear it once again because it was such a nice play. William Eklund with the breakaway to give the Sharks the early 1-0 lead.
Siegenthaler sends it off the right corner boards, and he sure is bumped off the puck behind the goal line by the defenseman John Klingberg, and the Sharks clear. Race for the puck. Eklund flying down the right side, moving in. Goes to the back end of the toy end. He scores! William Eklund stole the puck, raced up the ice, beat everybody to it. A nice little dig just as the Devils' defense was about to arrive, and he beats Jake Allen for the first shot on goal of the game. 41 seconds in, the Sharks won, and the Devils nothing as William Eklund gets his fifth goal of the season and extends his point-scoring streak to five consecutive games.
William Eklund absolutely on fire, playing the best hockey of his career, and the combination of that line with Kurashev, Wenberg, and Eklund has been absolutely nails as of late, and Kurashev added on to it, making it a 2-0 lead for San Jose.
In front of the net, Kurashev shoots, he scores! Devils couldn't clear it out because of good forechecking. It was centered out in front, and Philip Kurashev blasted it from the left circle to get it by Allen. It is a 2-0 Sharks lead, and Philip Kurashev has a goal and an assist.
Sharks are rolling. How about 3-0? Mario Ferraro with a shot tipped in by Alex Wenberg.
Up the right side, Kurashev takes, and he skates quickly against Siegenthaler into the right wing corner of the Devil's zone. A couple of guys who could be playing together in the Swiss national team in the Olympics, they fight for it. Kurashev won it. Liljegren cross ice. There's Orlov. Shot, score! Dmitry Orlov on the left wing boards by the time he got that pass. Sorry, that's Mario Ferraro over there, just taking a quick wrist shot toward the goal, and somehow it ends in. Wow, what a play.
But there would be pushback from the Devils. A goal from Dawson Mercer at the 19-minute mark makes it 3-1. Let's go to the second period. Everyone's favorite combination, Macklin-Celebrini to Will Smith off the draw.
Celebrini is on the ice with Smith and Toffoli face off. Is won by Celebrini in front. Will Smith, one-time shot save, score! It came right back to Will Smith, and he pulled the trigger and blasted it, but the key was the face-off win by Celebrini and the pass to Will Smith, and the Sharks' Will Smith makes it 4-1 San Jose.
That made it 4-1 San Jose, a great response, and then Tyler Toffoli at the 18:30 mark makes it 5-1 for San Jose, assisted by Dmitry Orlov and Timothy Liljegren.
Smith and Orlov exchange. Orlov across the rink. Here comes a chance for Klingberg, but the shot blocked. Far side by Palat, and now Orlov shoots, and it goes in. They score. Toffoli in front of the net, causing all kinds of havoc, and the puck gets by Allen, and it is now 5-1 San Jose at 18:30 of the second period.
A phenomenal game for San Jose. Yes, there would be one more goal from New Jersey to make it 5-2. That is your final. Let's get some thoughts from head coach Ryan Warsowski after that win.
Yeah, you know, they scored the power play goal there, and there was not much panic. You know, we just kept playing and started, you know, getting our legs back into the game. This would, you know, when you've coughed up some leads, you know, that's what happens is you get put on your heels a little bit. So I'm glad that we matured in a sense of how to play in that situation.
All right, I was able to chat with Mr. Mario Ferraro after the game. This is what he thought.
You know, you guys just took control of this game early on, and you didn't let up. How nice was it to have just that start-to-finish win? Not that there was anything wrong with the other wins, but this was a game that you guys controlled.
Yeah, you know, we had a lead. We kept a lead. It's a regulation win for us. Obviously, mm-hmm. The other two they still count the same way, but we like to see us closing out games. There's still, you know, I still think there's areas to improve. Our second period got away from us a little bit. But, you know, to be expected, they're going to have some pushback. They're a good hockey team, and I think we – for the most part, dominated most of the first. So they had their pushback in a lot of the second, but we stuck in there. You know, our goaltending was great tonight. Ned was awesome. And, you know, we bent a little bit in the second, but we didn't break. And then we got, you know, some two big goals. So, yeah, it was a complete effort. The second or the third period I thought was pretty good. Yeah, just got to maybe clean up a couple things on our penalty kill that we're kind of struggling a little bit right now. But, you know, all in all, the effort was there, and it was, I think, our most complete game so far.
Yeah, I agree 100%. And, you know, just looking at the structure of the D today, it felt like it was there 5-on-5. Very nice. It felt like you guys were funneling pucks to the outside. It felt like you were controlling when they would enter the zone, even if you weren't able to stop them at the blue line. Even when they did get in, it felt like you guys still controlled where you were pushing the puck.
Yeah, they're a team that definitely rolls a lot in the O zone. They have a, you know, they're very good at possessing the puck and moving, and D getting involved, and obviously that Hughes line moving around a lot and changing positions. But I think we have, over the last couple games, especially tonight, I think we have more of a sense of a calmness in the D zone. You know, when they start rolling and they start moving a lot like that, we're not over committing to one guy. We're not panicking. We're not handing off. We're just staying in the middle, keeping them out to the outside, like you're saying, and you know. Like I said, they may have had the puck a lot in that second period, but we kept them to the outside as much as we could and limited, you know, their chances at the net.
Their pushback in the second period, suddenly they were out shooting you guys, I think about halfway mark, 21-18, and then you guys came roaring back. By the end of the period, it goes from 3-1 to 5-1. You're out shooting them 28-21, going on a 10-0 run, puck possession. What changed? Did it just kind of feel like, hey, this is their pushback, now we've got to have ours?
Yeah, I think they had their chances. They had that pushback, and we just stayed in the fight. We didn't have any give to our game. We didn't let off our systems. We didn't let off our structure, and eventually we got that goal that, you know, maybe it was a good fortunate bounce for us, but that gave us, now we had the jump and we had momentum, and we were coming back at them, and, you know, yeah, just sticking with it and not complicating things in our system, not getting off script, helped us a lot tonight. Like I said, you know, we stayed in the game, we held the lead, and when that fourth goal came, it, you know, built some momentum for us.
It looked like right from the start that Ned was feeling it. Could you tell that?
Yeah, no, he was great tonight. Some big saves, and I thought even more so his puck play. You know, it's kind of weird hearing that about a goalie, but it helps a lot for us defensemen going back there when he can stop the puck behind the net, you know, make a breakout pass. It's like having a sixth, you know, player out there. So he was very, very effective in that way, and obviously big saves, like I said, so I'm happy for him.
Are you ready for another back-to-back coming up this weekend?
Yeah, we got a lot of them this year. I mean, I don't mind back-to-backs. Hopefully we get, you know, we want to get the first win, and then you feel so good for the second one. So it's a challenge for us, two good hockey teams, obviously Colorado, and Detroit's been, you know, having a good season so far. So it's going to be a competitive one for us this weekend.
All right. Well, you got a family to get home to, so I will let you go, man. You take
it
easy. Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Great stuff for Mario there. Let's talk now with Alex Wennberg.
All right. We're here with Alex Wennberg after a very complete win against New Jersey Thursday night here at the Tank. Tell me, what's working on that line with you, Ekki and Kuryshev, right now? It feels like you guys are just feeding off each other nonstop.
Yeah, just like you're talking about, I feel like the chemistry right now is really good. Reading off each other, and the fact that we're skating, we're finding spots, and we actually let the puck do the movement. So a lot of good things. And, I mean, obviously right now we're getting rewarded too. So, yeah, overall it's really good.
This team has now won 3 out of the last 6 games. It feels like you're in every game. You're giving yourselves a chance. Did it feel like there was any unfinished business after maybe Tuesday night's game where you're down 3-0, fight your way back into it, but can't push it to overtime? Did it feel like, hey guys, we were close, let's make sure we don't get in that situation on Thursday night?
I mean, every game is different. I mean, like right now, I feel like the last 2 games we've been playing way better hockey. Obviously today, there's some parts of the game we're playing really good hockey, and then we let them take over a little bit, but finding ways to score those goals. And I mean, like today is 2 of them going to the net, just hitting off something. But at the end of the day, you just got to go there. You got to get rewarded. And I mean, today, to get that little cushion with 5-1 going in, and then you just kind of finish it off in the third, I think that shows character too, because we're going to be in those situations again. So a lot of good things, a lot of teaching as well, because right now, like we want to be a winning team, and we got to learn how to win in different ways.
How much did it change the dynamic to have Ekki score a goal that early in the game?
Oh, I mean, obviously, it's a huge start. I mean, obviously, the play develops and you get a breakaway, but just to right away get that going, I mean, it just builds momentum to game, and especially for our line as well. We feel like just from that first shift, second one, we were coming in with confidence as well, creating more chances. So I feel like a great start, I mean, it's key to the games. And obviously, we're talking about the way we want to play. We want to play hard. We want to be tough to play against, and it's just show right away that we were ready for it.
There was a lot of physicality in that game. Was that something that you guys maybe thought you needed to up a little bit more in your game to not that you were shying away from the hits, but you were bringing a little bit more of that physicality yourselves?
100%. And I mean, it doesn't always have to be a big hit. I think this is just those 50-50 battles coming out of them, winning them. And I feel like right now, like we're going into the battle wanting the puck more than the other team. And we have to play this way. I mean, this is our character. This is our identity we want to be. Tough to play against, hard. So right now, it feels like when it's clicking, like we're tough to play against, for sure.
Yeah, no, and the sticks were very active as well. It felt like you guys were blocking shots, breaking up their passes, stepping up into the lane, just making them uncomfortable. And obviously, that worked very well defensively. I don't think there's an argument this is the best game defensively you guys played this year. Did it feel like that, like things were working during the game?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we played really good. And I mean, not only that, when we actually had like a breakdown, we have a really good goaltender stepping up and making some huge save for us as well. So, like you said, overall, the performance is really good. Obviously, you can always tweak a few things, get better at it. But, I mean, we're playing against a really good team, and we kind of just keep pushing them back and not giving them any time and space. So, like I said, a lot of good things and a lot of things we've been talking about that we want to improve. So right now we're taking a step in the right direction.
You talked about Ned making some big saves throughout the game. It looked like early on he was locked in. Was that obvious to you?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I feel like even in the beginning of the season, he's making some really good saves, really good plays as well. Obviously, right now we haven't really racked up the wins right now, but you can see it right now. Like, he's making key saves to keep us in the game. We're scoring goals. Like, it's just how that works, how a team start clicking more and more. And obviously, we didn't really get the start we wanted, but right now, when we start like getting back to our identity, I feel like goaltending is a huge part of it, and they see they're stepping up when we need them the most.
No, it's not about how you start. It's about how you finish, as you well know. And with the team getting a little bit of momentum now, does it feel like the temperature just comes down a little bit now that you're getting the results that you want, that you're maybe more had an expectation of?
I mean, obviously, I feel like the start get talked about a lot. It's talking about that first win. I feel like it kind of like people grappling their sticks a little bit more. You want that first win so bad. Right now, there's other way, taking one game at a time and focus what we can do. And I think that's a better mindset than kind of like chasing that first win and just working so hard for it. Sometimes you want it too much. So right now, like I said, we feel like we're playing more relaxed. And at the end of the day, there's so many games in the league. You can't really look at the past and be this is this or that. So you just got to focus on the next one. And I feel like that's what we kind of show right now, that it doesn't matter what the game previous was or the two games before that. Right now, it's one game at a time, focus on the win, and just keep working.
Are you ready for another back-to-back this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, we got a few of them. But at the end of the day, the schedule is what it is. I feel like right now, just the way we're practicing, getting ready for it, I feel like everyone is in great shape, and we're taking those back-to-backs really good. Maybe simplify your game a little bit, but we're up for the challenge as well.
Did you know that you had that goal, or do you think that Mario put it past it? Like, no, are you going to buy him a beer as he took his goal?
Yeah, no, the thing is that I felt like it took off, hit my skate a little bit, but I mean, if that was a D-man's stick and I saw it a goal, I would never forgive myself. So I told Mario, like, I think it's you, and then like we'll see what they say. But at the end of the day, for me as well, I mean, the way I play my type of game, like, it doesn't really matter if I score, if Mario does it. Like, you just keep doing what I do and focus on that one. And then if the team wins, that's a huge win for me as well.
Alex, great win, man. Go get some rest and get ready for the weekend.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Always fun chatting with Alex Wennberg. And if you haven't checked out some of the stuff he's doing for food banks and trying to help the community, go check out his Instagram or his wife's Instagram. There's some good stuff on there. Alex Wennberg, all around quality human being. And I also talked with Alex Nedeljkovic after the win. Got some great insights from him. Solid, solid dude as well.
All right, we're here with Alex Nedeljkovic after the Sharks' very convincing win here Thursday night at the Tank against the Devils. First off, I got to ask, when your mask gets popped off, is that a little jarring?
A little bit, yeah. I think fortunately the puck was kind of in tight there, so it, you know, you kind of feel a little bit more safe, I guess. You know, the puck's doesn't have a lot of room to move around, so it is what it is. You just battle and hope for a quick whistle.
Yeah, you're waiting for the whistle at that point because it's a little bit of a different situation for you. Were you aware of it immediately?
Yeah, you feel it. Usually you kind of feel the ones where, especially when both straps pop off, the weight of the helmet's all in the front, so it's slowly starting to tilt forward. Mm-hmm. And I think you're trying to keep it on as long as you can, especially with how the rule is that they don't want to blow it right away.
Right.
If it's laying around, so you try to keep it on as best you can, and you just keep fighting.
Just thinking, not the face.
Yeah, I could use some help there.
So this game obviously gets off to a very quick start for you guys. William Eklund with that great goal on the breakaway. How much does that maybe reduce the tension for you, or is it maybe almost a little bit kind of counter to that where you're thinking, oh, I don't want to think that I have a lead this early. You got to be locked in.
No, you're always locked in. obviously it's great. We got on them quick, and then we scored two quick ones there, you know, back to back. I think within a minute or so we got two more. And you're just trying to play, you know, play every shift as it comes and take every shot as it comes with it. You don't think about the score. You start thinking about stuff like that, or we have to protect a lead or whatnot. Mm-hmm. Now you're thinking about stuff outside of your control, and it's nothing you can do about it. So we just you try to just stay focused on the next puck. If it, you know, you make the save, it's great. You move on to the next one. If it goes, happens to go in, you know, you've got to find a way to flush it quick and get ready for the next one.
Could you tell how structured the defense was tonight? Because from my perspective at top, it looked like they were doing just a really good job of, even if they were able to bring it in past the blue line, that they did a very good job of funneling to the outside and not letting them get into the slot, creating those great A's. Is that visible from your perspective?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Like, they didn't have a lot of great chances from the slot there, and we were blocking a lot of shots tonight and picking off passes too. So I thought tonight in our own end, we were very detailed, very disciplined in starting and stopping, being in the right spots for each other, supporting the puck. And, you know, we got the puck out a couple times there, a couple icings, but, you know, I felt like we were never chasing really, you know, even in some of their extended zone times. Mm-hmm. They didn't really get much out of it. You can skate all around the perimeter you want, you know, like, we pack it in. Everybody stayed calm and we worked it out.
Rebound control is brought up a lot with goalies, and I always wonder if that's what the shot presents itself, or is it something that you can actively work on as you're watching it come in?
I think it's something you actively try to work on, you know, like those ones that they hit you kind of in the center mass there in your chest or your stomach. I think you want to do as good a job as you can to control those and swallow those up. Obviously, stuff to your glove, you know, you want to catch every puck. Yeah. It's not always going to happen, but, you know, you want to catch everything. And I think maybe the biggest thing would just be probably those worm burners on the ice where you can get a stick on it, get it up and get it into the glass or into the corner, especially at least. Those ones are kind of hard when you kick it back out flat on the ice. You know, it kind of causes a lot of problems, even if it ends up on our own stick. Sometimes we're not necessarily expecting it, so it's just kind of like, all right, it just becomes a little bit of a crapshoot and game of pinball.
Were you aware of how locked in you were immediately? Like, when you're feeling it in the game, the way it looked like you were, are you aware of that?
Yeah, but I try not to think about it. Like, it's when I start thinking, that's when things start to speed up and I start to slow down. So, you know, I try to do the opposite. I try to just play and, like I said, take everything as it comes, one shift at a time, one shot at a time. And, you know, it just allows me to play free, play loose and fluid, and have fun.
Mario talked about how good you were with the puck at your stick tonight and able to control things from behind the net and set them up. Is that something that you kind of pride yourself in your game?
Yeah. It's maybe a little slower start this year than I would have liked handling the puck, but it's something that, like you said, I take pride in doing. I try to be that third defenseman back there for the guys. And if we're doing it well and I'm doing my job well and making the simple, easy plays effectively, you know, we're not taking as many hits. We're not spending as much time in our own end. Yeah. And it's throwing off their forecheck, and now they got to think more about how they dump pucks in and instead of just playing games, right? So it's a part of the game that I think is really important. And if you're good at it, it's a huge benefit and a huge bonus. So I think at times this year I've gotten away from it and I've tried to do too much. Yeah. And you can see what happens. We get running around and we spend more time in our own end. So it's not necessarily making the flashy plays. Yeah, sometimes it's just the simple, easy ones that'll do the trick.
This was a complete victory. Not that there's anything wrong with the other victories, but those were overtime thrillers. But this was a game that you guys controlled from start to finish. How big of a moment is tonight for this team?
I think it's great. That's a great team over there. They got a lot of firepower, good goaltending, and good defensemen. So I think the way that we played tonight, and there were some learning moments in there I think we'll see tomorrow in film, but we've kind of figured it out as the game went on, especially the second half there. Like, we just stuck with it. You know, we didn't panic. We just played, kept playing, and whatever, you know, presented itself in any given shift, we just found a way to deal with it. Especially, you know, after they scored the second goal pretty quick there in the third period, like, could have very easily tightened it up a little bit and maybe gotten to a little bit of panic mode. And I thought we just stuck with it and we kept going and doing our thing.
If we look at the last six games, you guys have won three of them. Does that feel like it brings the temperature down overall just because it feels like the team is playing the way that maybe you expected to be playing?
Yeah, I mean, we've played some pretty good hockey. We've gotten some pretty unlucky bounces. and you know, teams are good, players are good. They're going to capitalize on those bounces. And I thought tonight the puck was kind of going our way quite a bit. So it's but you got to work for them. And I thought and I think we have been working for them for whatever reason. They just haven't been going our way, but. You know, tonight I think we got rewarded for that work, especially early on with Ekki getting one quick, and we stick with it, we keep working, and you know, two more games this weekend, obviously against big one against Colorado, and Detroit, they're feeling pretty good about themselves too. So we'll take Colorado, you know, on Saturday, and hopefully come out with that same energy, and you never know, just have fun and try to outwork and outcompete teams, and you know, good things happen.
Ned, great performance, great win. You've got a doubleheader coming up, so I'll let you get some rest. Thanks, man.
Yep, thank you.
Again, that's Alex Nedeljkovic. We are out of time. Remember, we are back on Saturday, 1 o'clock start time, as the Sharks play host to the Avs. For the San Jose Sharks, I'm Ted Ramey, signing off.
This podcast can be found on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. All music by Yogi Yend.